Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Susie Chandler.
My husband and I have been living in Boynton Beach for the past 10 years. We were New Yorkers at first, and when we moved down here in a large home in one of the gated communities, we thought, how will we keep this home neat and tidy? Well, our friends who preceded us in Florida had a housekeeper named Ada, and they recommended that Ada come to work for us. She was Honduran, and with that said, my husband says he can't understand people's accents. He has big trouble. He said, this will be in your lap, Susie. You will have to communicate with Ada. And I said, no problem. And Ada appreciated that. Working alone day after day, she needs an audience to tell her stories to as well. And so I'm always happy to talk to Ada. And on a particular day, Ada was telling me she had a rough visit in Honduras when her mother passed away. She had to conduct the funeral, and she had to look after matters, and she came back feeling very sad and not the exuberant worker that she usually is. So I took her aside, and I tried to bring her some comfort, and I said to her, Ada, I feel terrible about what happened, but think of this, you have your brother and you have a nephew there as well in Honduras. And I hope that they would have helped you through such a difficult time. With that, she said, my brother, I don't have no brother anymore, he in Yale. So I was so happy for her. I said, he's in Yale? And knowing she was from a poor family, I said, he must have had a scholarship. How wonderful. I'm so proud of you and your family. She said, what scholarship? He in Yale. He stole a car and he in Yale. So I said to myself, oh my goodness, he's in jail. I didn't get it. Maybe a week or so ago, when Ada insisted on washing the sliding glass windows in my backyard. Sometimes she does the windows in the inside of the house, and I don't ask her to do that. That's quite a big task, but she wants to keep the house spiffy. But this time she wanted to work outside in the backyard. And I said, Ada, it's so very, very hot outside. It was something like 91 or 92 degrees. And she said, it's not a problem. I am from Honduras. We have hot days every day. It's very bad. So there was nothing I could do to encourage her to stay indoors. So she went outside and she took the hose. She proceeded to wash the windows and spray the windows. And I went about my business going into the den and sitting at my computer as usual, when all of a sudden, Ada appeared breathless at the door to the den, saying, Missy Susie, it's a snack outside. Come quickly. I said, Ada, have your snack inside. I told you it was too hot outside. So she said, you no get it. It's a snack outside. I said, I do get it. Bring your yogurt. I'll have some soda with you. I'll make you a nice salad. Sit down. You're working too hard, and it is much too hot outside. She said, no. Her voice got lower. No, Mrs. Susie, and her teeth clenched. Mrs. Susie is a big black snack outside. And with that, she gestured her arms really wide. And then it occurred to me, oh, Ada, a big black snake? She said, that's what I said, a big black snack. I said, oh, my God, you stay here with me and tell Mr. Allen, my husband, to go take care of the big black snack.
Susie Chandler with a story about miscommunication.
This is the kind of story that I can use to express the power of storytelling. Somebody could say, my mate and I come from two different worlds. We don't understand each other. We don't have anything in common, really. We just like each other, and she's a hard worker, and we really get along. Or they could tell this story. Yes, it's about somebody not understanding when somebody says Yale, they are pronouncing their J differently. But think about it. Susie Chandler comes from a world where your brother might go to Yale, and maybe he did get a scholarship. Whereas this woman, Ada, may not even have known what Yale University was and certainly would never have expected that her brother would have gone to an Ivy League school if she knew what the Ivy League was. For Susie, it's perfectly understandable that somebody in her home would say, look, I'm hot, I want to come back in, and I'm going to sit and have my snack in here. Whereas for Ada, in her position as an employee in Susie's house, it wouldn't occur to her. She grew up in a hot climate. She said, I'm happy in a hot climate. She probably was a little uncomfortable. Might have been. I may be reading too much into this, sitting at the table with her employer. But only a snake would have brought her in to disturb her employer. So Susie is treating her employee in a beautiful way, as many people do not who hire women from other countries to work in their homes. Susie is treating her like an equal, right? You know, she's treating her with respect. Whereas Ada is just being Ada, not being able to communicate with her pronunciation, but also with her culture.
I was interested in getting Ada's phone number.
I know. I assume you mean to employ her rather than to date her. That's what I'm guessing. And yeah, the way she describes her, she really does sound like one in a million.
But you're right. The relationship between Susie and Ada seems very special.
Yes. And so when Susie uses her great facility for accents, her wonderful ear, and she speaks in Ada's accent, which not everybody can do. I've been a storyteller a long, long time. I don't do accents well. I don't have that kind of ear. But when she does that, we know she's not making fun of her. She's trying to get across that she's making fun of herself. She can't understand it. Her husband said, I can't even deal with her, period, because I can't understand her. I get the feeling that Susie feels the joke is as much on her, if not more on her, than it is on Ada. And that's the best way to tell a humorous story, having the joke be on yourself.
Well, thank you for bringing that in, Karen. I know the school season has started again. Has the Vox series started?
Actually, I've got two events next week. One is Vox, the Storytelling Slam at the FAU Living Room Theater in Boca Raton, 8 o'clock on Sunday, September 25th. Anybody can enter. It's free of charge. And the other one is earlier that day at 3 o'clock at the JCC, the Levis JCC in Boca Raton. And it is Aaron Kula's wonderful Klezmer Orchestra. And I will be telling stories as well in celebration of the Jewish New Year. For more information about either of those events or to tell a story for the Public Storyteller, please shoot me an email at cneile, that is C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
And for further information about the Public Storyteller, go to our website at wlrn.org, and then radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.